day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 20th through 22nd at the new Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. The latest for farm and ranch, along with live cattle equipment demonstrations and gentle horse training with Scott Daly. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Cattle producers, this is your invitation to Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Saturday, April 22nd, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 650 head will sell, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, plus 40 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 40 registered two-year-old pairs. To find out more about this year's annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, go to expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977.
Welcome back. The Fed cattle trade existed only in theory today, with virtually no definition in terms of bids and asking prices. Improved country psychology was almost palpable thanks to the significant process in cutouts and futures. According to the closing report today, the national hog base is 30 cents lower compared with that of the prior day settlement. Corn futures, meanwhile, settled fractionally lower, holding up reasonably well in the face of a larger estimate of South American production. Equities, though, closed mostly lower, with the Dow off 6 points and the Nasdaq down by 14 points. While contracts in the live cattle markets only traded moderately higher throughout mid-morning, bulls really turned up the heat when the midday report quoted boxes sharply higher. The board suddenly surged higher on ideas that cash premiums may not be going away anytime soon. Meanwhile, prices closed at 110 to 215 higher, with the August and December now setting new contract highs. And for the second consecutive session, all feeder months soared to new contract highs. Closing prices advanced by 187 to 285, supported by technical buying and commercial business. And grain futures were mostly a little higher today, though gains posted earlier in the overnight session started to fade as the 7:45 break neared. U.S. exchanges will be closed for Good Friday, and some overseas will be off Monday as well. Corn prices firmed after attempts to rally in Asia and Europe. Both ran out of gas when May futures bumped into overhead resistance. The nearby held above its 100-day moving average, though. Meanwhile, soybeans were stronger, trying to hold on to overnight gains that emerged early during Asian screen trade. May futures pulled back from its two-week range after rebounding from Tuesday's break to one-year lows. And wheat was mixed, with winter wheat contracts also mixed, but Minneapolis posted follow-through gains after Tuesday's strong reversal higher. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.